Is there anybody here who, when they were very, very, very small, used to sometimes pee their pants? Well, what do you know? How about this kid right there? What's your name? What? Mackenzie. Okay. One day, Mackenzie's mother and father were going to take him to see his grandma and grandpa. But before they put him in the car, the mother says, "Mackenzie, do you have to go pee?" And Mackenzie says, "Oh, no, 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 no." Just to make sure, the dad says, "Mackenzie, do you have to go pee?" And Mackenzie says, "Don't worry, I have decided never to go pee again." They picked him up, put him in the car, gave him lots of toys, lots of books, lots of crayons, fastened his seatbelt. They go down the street. They're gone 1 minute, and Mackenzie says, "I have to go pee." And the mom goes, "Bah." And the dad goes, "Bah." The mom says, "Mackenzie, just wait 1 minute. In just 1 minute, we will come to a gas station." Mackenzie says, "I have to go pee right now." They stop the car. He jumps out of the car, goes up to somebody's house, knocks on the door. Man opens the door. Mackenzie says, "I have to go pee." He runs and uses the bathroom, comes back, jumps in the car. They go all the way to where the grandma and grandpa lived. When they got there, Mackenzie wanted to play out back, but it was snowing, and he needed on a snowsuit. Before they put on the snowsuit, the mother and the father and the grandma and the grandpa all said, "Mackenzie, do you have to go pee?" And Mackenzie says, "Oh, no, 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 no." They picked them up, put on this snowsuit. The snowsuit had 5 buckles, 10 laces, 17 pieces of Velcro. Took them half an hour to get him into the snowsuit. Mackenzie goes outside, throws one snowball. Then he says, "Stop! To go pee." They run out to get him out of the snowsuit. He uses the bathroom. They sit down and have a nice long dinner. After dinner, it's time for Mackenzie to go to bed. Before they tucked him in bed, the mother and the father and the grandma and the grandpa all said, "Mackenzie, do you have to go pee?" He says, "Oh, no, 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 no." So the mother gives him a kiss. Father gives him a kiss. Grandma gives him a kiss. Grandpa gives him a kiss. And the grown-ups all go downstairs. The dad says, "You just wait. He's going to yell and say he has to go pee." Mom says, "He does it every night. It's driving us crazy." And the grandma says, "Never had these problems with my children." They waited for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And from way upstairs, Mackenzie says, "Grandpa, do you have to go pee?" And the grandpa says, "I did, but why, yes, I do." And Mackenzie says, "Well, so do I." And they both went off, used the bathroom. Mackenzie comes, jumps to the back, is in bed, doesn't wake up again that night, not even one more time. And that's the end of that story. I first made up that story in a little town called Cookstown, Ontario, over near Barrie. I'm telling stories. Little kid in the front row starts jumping up and down on his seat, yelling, "Pee! Pee! Pee!" The father, who was sitting in the back, comes at the speed of light, grabs the kid, takes him up, brings him back in 2 minutes. I'm just ending, and I say, "Okay, who wants to be in the next story?" This kid sticks up his hand, and I say, "What's your name?" He says, "My name is Andrew. My own son, the night before, had peed his bed 4 times. We had run out of sheets, and I'm doing sheets at 3 in the morning." So when this little kid says his name is Andrew, into my head there pops a pee story, which wouldn't normally have happened. And so I told it. And the first time I said, "I have to go pee," the kids all went nuts. And I said, "Hey, this is going to be a book someday." That's how that one happened.